Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Now, Kurt will join us in the next segment and go the final three segments with us. But Ethan's going to start today because we're going to go back and talk about Ethan's brand new book, The One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. That'd be kind of fun to kind of re-talk about this because we do give you the opportunity to get the book by texting the word book to 412-515-3355. But there's a lot of stuff in here. We thought it'd be kind of fun for Ethan to kind of walk us through why he wrote a book. I mean, why is he a published author, New York Times selling bestseller list?
No. Not yet.
But again, Kurt and Ethan are with the team Accurate and Solutions Group. You can always go to ASGRetire.com to learn more. The book is on there as well, ASGRetire.com. 412-515-3355 if you have questions like, hey, can I retire? Well, when can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? 412-515-3355. So Ethan, congratulations. One and done. You've got a green couch out in the pasture is what it looks like.
That is exactly what it is. It was based off of the wedding picture my wife and I took, which I share the story in the book. And I share that because it took a lot of planning to have our wedding in the midst of COVID, especially pretty much in the heart of 2020 is when we got married. And while we were there, the wedding was just flying by and Allie goes, well, I saw this really nice antique couch in the basement of the barn. I thought it would look great if we carried it out into the field, and we got married at a farm. So I thought it'd be great if we carried it out into the field and took pictures as the sun set. And it really, you know, it was hot. It was the last thing I wanted to do at that point. But we took the couch out in the field, and I really remember that moment, especially because it was just her and I and the photographer, and we were able to take 20 minutes, just the two of us. Hey, wow, we pulled this off. This has been an amazing day and all of our planning, we really kind of felt rewarded in that moment. So I wanted to share that story in the book and that ended up being the cover.
And you said, Allie, here's the deal. I'll take the couch out there. No mini pig, right?
Yeah.
That was the deal for getting married.
Yep. No mini pig. There's been no mention of the word mini pig in our house.
That? Because that was a big part during the dating process. All right. So let's talk about your book. And certainly planning is all about the retirement blueprint that you and Kurt and the team at Accurate Solutions Group create for your clients. Income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions in the income part, Medicare in the healthcare part. And that's kind of what you talk about. You certainly talk with, I think, you know, longevity maybe right out of the gate, but you go through all those things that are important to retirees as you work your way through the book.
Yeah, we do. We wanted to get all of the most important parts of our process. And really, we wanted to put our philosophy out there. How do we view things? So I will say, not a lot of original thoughts from Ethan Lane. You know, a lot of this came from what I've learned from Kurt over the years, the training I've had through him. So, you know, a great mentor to me to write this book. But it lays out our philosophy at Accurate Solutions Group, the five key areas that we plan for our clients, like you said, income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we break them up into different sections. We wanted to make it easy to understand. We've focused on that ever since I started with Kurt. Kurt said, you know, I want you to have a deep knowledge of this, but I want you to be able to explain it and articulate it to people as if they're a third grader. And I will say the book's obviously above that level, but we want to do our very best to explain what we know to people at any level of their knowledge. You know, we meet with some engineers who love investing and love to do that kind of thing on their own. We want to be able to help them learn. We also want to help people who have no idea where to begin, help them learn as well.
So why start with the longevity? Longevity, all those different pillars we just talked about and you talked about, the longer we're here, the more we're going to see market volatility, the more we're going to see taxes fluctuate up, down, whatever. Everything that we deal with the longer we're here, the more challenges we may have?
Yeah, definitely. And even, you know, even in part of the intro, I share a little bit about my background and my family's history. My grandfather is a big inspiration to me. He's still with us today. He's 92. And, you know, I talk about his story and how he shaped me and talk about his pension. But that dovetailed right into longevity because, you know, he's been retired now for 30 years. And we're seeing that more and more. He was kind of rare for his generation to live as long as he has. But nowadays, we're seeing people, and with the advances in healthcare and medicine, live a whole lot longer.
So then you go into taxes, you go into the market, retirement income, which certainly is where the whole thing starts. It's about income. How do we replace our paychecks that are no longer coming in? But taxes are one of the biggest things. You spend a lot of time in the taxes category, certainly. I think you have a long one on income. That's certainly a long chapter because income is kind of where it all kind of starts. Is that where the retirement blueprint starts? And taxes, I think really when you think of income, investments, and taxes, the first three pillars, if you will, of the retirement blueprint, those are really all three tied together, aren't they?
Yeah, they absolutely are. Because again, most people who don't have a pension, their income is tied to their investments, which is also tied to taxes, right? A lot of people save for their retirement in a 401k and they've deferred taxes for retirement. Now they're taking withdrawals on a monthly basis. That's all taxed at their income level. And people didn't realize that when they were doing a good job saving. So I dedicate a good chunk of the book to talk about taxes. There's disclosures, obviously. We're not CPAs. We're not giving out tax advice or help prepare people's taxes, but we want to look at retirement planning from a tax efficient standpoint. That comes into play when making withdrawals from accounts and even leaving a legacy when you pass on. You're going to leave this money to someone you love. There's tax implications for them. We want to bring that into perspective. So, you know, if you're listening today and maybe haven't thought about the tax strategies that you're going to put in place in retirement, maybe you're already retired and you're making withdrawals from your accounts and you don't know if it's a tax efficient strategy. You don't know if you're reducing the tax implications on your money for the long term. Text the word book to 412-515-3355 to get your very own copy of my book, One and Done, The Blueprint to Retire Only Once. Again, text the word book to 412-515-3355.
And a great opportunity for you to get some insight into retirement. I think even if you're retired, this would be a great book to have and to kind of update, maybe refresh, maybe give you something you maybe never thought about before. But it's a great opportunity. And then if you get the book and you're like, okay, well, now I've got some questions, call the team. There's no problem with that. There's no cost. 412-515-3355. Kurt will join us on the when we get done with this segment. He'll be here for the rest of the show. But we're talking Ethan's book, One and Done. And it's a really cool thing that Ethan did, kind of putting the retirement blueprint and the things that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group think are important. And, you know, when you started your book, It's Importance of Planning, you and your wife, Allie, your wedding and the planning during COVID and all of that for a wedding. Then it goes longevity, taxes, market volatility, retirement income are obviously big factors. But then you kind of get into the tools, Social Security, 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, and annuities. It's kind of a toolbox section.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, we've called our show the Retirement Blueprint. That's what we call our planning process. So when you get into the investments and kind of the ingredients, we like to call them tools. You know, they're helping you accomplish and put together that house, the retirement house. So we talk a little bit about Social Security. It's not the same for everybody. Not everybody should file and claim for it in the same way. So we talk in a little bit of the basics on Social Security, talk about 401ks and IRAs, how they're different from Roth IRAs. And then we dive into annuities, try to keep that simple too, because they can be pretty complex tools, but well worth mentioning because they might be tools that you've never used. If you're in a 401k, they don't often offer annuities within the 401k. So that's a chapter I think is worth a read to get more familiar with that as a tool for retirement.
Yeah, and certainly annuities kind of are that area where, boy, I don't want to lose any money in the market, but I do need growth. You could actually use annuities that will give you a piece of the market. They don't give you the whole thing because you're not taking the risk because there's no downside. The market goes down 5%, 50%, doesn't matter. You just don't get anything that year if that's how the market played out that year. So it's a way to kind of grow your money safely, if you will, but they're all different. So that's why I think it's an important chapter to read, but it's probably more important to talk with Ethan and Kurt and the team when you want to know more about an annuity. Does it make sense for you? Because all these tools, they make sense for some people. They don't make sense for everybody. So that's kind of what this whole thing is about. Then you go into the estate and legacy planning strategies. Then you say, hey, women retire too. That's amazing. I didn't know women retire.
A little common sense chapter in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's different for them. They might be faced with outliving their spouse and being alone. Maybe they weren't used to taking care of the investments. Now they're losing a Social Security income if they were married. So we do focus on them as specifically. A lot of times they outlive men. So they might be faced with unique challenges that us men aren't faced with.
Yeah, and that's an important chapter. I think, you know, that's one of the things we always say, you know, well, when can I retire? Do I have enough? Are we going to be okay? Those are certainly questions we all have. Call the team, 412-515-3355. If you're married, it adds in another dimension in that Social Security decisions, right? Because if you lose a spouse, you lose the lower of the two Social Securities. You keep the higher. You might lose some or all of a pension. And, hey, sorry, your spouse passed away. So the year of this spouse passing will let you file your taxes as a joint. But the next year you get to file them as a single person. Your taxes just got a big hit. So there's a lot of challenges for that scenario. And I think the average right now, if you were born at the same time, you're the same age as your spouse, typically women will live about 6 years longer. But if you're 5 years younger when you get married, then now we're 11 years. So that's a huge chapter. And then you get into pensions. But the chapter I want to finish this on is finding a financial professional. I think a lot of people get confused. Ethan and Kurt, they're just going to try to sell me something. They're going to push things on me. That is not how you guys operate at all. You can help them in the market side, right? You're duly licensed. You can help them with the market, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs. But you can also help them with the insurance side, the annuities and life insurance. And you're not pushing anything. You're trying to figure out what they need to be in a better position, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I talk in there about finding a financial professional, and I start with talking about finding someone who's a fiduciary advisor on the investment side. So that's someone who charges a percentage fee to manage investments. They cannot receive commissions from the investment vehicles that they're using. So they're not incentivized to position you in a fund that might pay them more. And maybe it's not as good for you as other funds that are out there. So we follow a fiduciary standard on the investments that we manage for our clients. I think that's super important when finding a financial professional, because you want them to sit on the same side of the table as you. You know, we're looking to help our clients put a retirement plan in place, find the best tools in the toolbox, because we can use any of them. Being an independent fiduciary financial advisor, we have all the tools in the toolbox. We can use any of them that's best for the client. If you're listening today and you haven't found a financial advisor, or maybe you're working with one, you're not sure it's the right fit for you, give us a call at 412-515-3355 for your own retirement blueprint. We'll spend about an hour just getting to know you and your situation and seeing how we can help. Or if you're listening today and you want a copy of the book, One and Done, The Retirement Blueprint to Retire Only Once, text the word book to 412-515-3355 and we'll send you your very own copy.
So the founder of Accurate Solutions Group will join us next. Kurt Konotick joins the team right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, back with more right after this.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show. And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is Your Retirement Blueprint, presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotik and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. So do you guys help small business owners? Do you have quite a few clients or that you think about? I mean, Kurt, basically you have a small business, but I mean, a small business has grown too since you started in 1994. Ethan, that is a challenge. We're going to talk about exit strategies for small business owners in the next segment, but boy, there's a lot going on when you're a small business owner. Do you have several of those clients?
Yeah, we really do. We have small business owners of different industries, but local to the area that do need help planning for their employees, talking about what types of benefits to offer, but also they ultimately want to plan for their own retirement and make sure that they're taking the steps needed to position themselves to be able to retire one day. And that does come through a business exit strategy. But yeah, we see more and more small business owners come through our doors today than we ever have before.
So, Kurt, let's talk to you as a small business owner, because your company has grown since 1994. But when you started the company, you and your wife, Chris, I mean, when you started, you're like, well, we're probably going to have three employees, right? Or somebody answer the phone, and then we'll meet with clients or whatever it is. I mean, you start off kind of slow, and typically, small business owners typically put a lot of the earnings early on in the business anyway, right back into the company, and you forget about your own retirement. What are some of the challenges of being a small business owner?
One of the biggest challenges is just meeting payroll. I mean, it's not an issue today, but when you first start out, I mean, there were times when Chris and I, my wife and I, we didn't get a paycheck that month. We had to draw from savings. We had to take out, and this is early on, but we had to take out a home equity line of credit on the house to fund the growth and to keep things going. So it can be a struggle. There's some uniqueness to those challenges for those who are self-employed. I wouldn't do it any other way because there's a lot of headaches, but there's a lot of rewards as well. And so, yeah, to grow, I think now we're 10 employees roughly.
I think so.
Is it close? And to get to that point, it's almost like I've heard someone say before, you know, someone looks at us now and they think, oh, you guys are doing well. We are. But it took 30 years to become an overnight success. You know, everyone sees things the way they are today, but they don't see the struggles. So, and we plan for individuals who are small business owners, Mark. I mean, it can be as little as, you know, the type of structure, whether it's an LLC, an S corporation or a C corporation, and how is that taxed and what's more advantageous, one versus the other. But then it can also be in how that individual is saving, whether they're saving through a SEP IRA, Simplified Employee Pension IRA, or a simple IRA, or a solo 401k. If you are a small business owner and you're listening today, 412-515-3355. We know specifically your challenges. We also know the rewards to being self-employed. So don't hesitate if it's just a question or come on in. We'll put a plan in place for you.
Ethan, there's never a time that Chris tells you, hey, Kurt and I are leaving. We'll be back in a few days. You can't do that. You have to give them notice.
Yeah.
They could just tell you, hey, we're leaving right now. We decided we're going for a long weekend. So there's certainly some great benefits to being your own boss, if you will. But the challenges of being a small business owner, Ethan, you think about it. So Kurt said, okay, we got 10 employees now at Accurate Solutions Group. So you've got to figure out, okay, are we going to give them health insurance? Because you want good employees. You want people that are actually going to help your business be looked at in a better light and, you know, be moving it in a positive direction. So to do that, you've got to think about healthcare for your employees. You've got to think about a 401k or a retirement plan for your employees. That, can you help people with that?
Yeah, definitely. We can help establish a plan. You know, if they need a 401k through their business, they need to establish maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, just depending on what type of business they're wanting to set up, what type of employees or how many employees they have. We can help set up the appropriate plan. We can help them select investment solutions for those plans, different types of funds that they might offer their employees to invest in for their retirement. And we can help determine what type of plan is appropriate for you. And if you're curious, if you're a small business owner and you haven't started a 401k for your employees, if you haven't started maybe a SEP IRA or a simple IRA, and you want to have a conversation of what type of plan to consider and you need help establishing that plan, give us a call. Our number is 412-515-3355. If you're a small business owner and you want to look at a retirement blueprint for you for the one day that you decide to retire, give us a call. Again, our number is 412-515-3355. We can take the beginning steps of looking at a retirement blueprint for you, or if you're curious on establishing retirement plans for your employees. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
And Kurt, we're going to talk about exit strategy in the next segment, because that's a really big deal, I think, for small business owners, whether you're passing it down to a family member or you're selling the business and all of that. There's a lot going on at that point. But I want to talk about, just like you talk with your normal clients that have regular jobs where they've got a boss and they go to work every day and they put money away in their 401k or wherever they put it to hopefully be able to retire one day. And we all know that we should be putting, you know, 20% of our money probably away. But typically, your employer's going to give you 3 or 4% match. So you're going to go, okay, I'll do that. We're not probably putting enough away. For small business owners, like you were talking about early on, it's pretty difficult. That's one thing that they tend to forget about. They don't really forget about it, but they don't feel like they have the money to just start pulling money away and putting it aside for themselves. Would that be typical?
Yeah. I mean, it's, and especially if you're a small business owner, but you're also entrepreneurial minded, entrepreneurs have a tendency to start a lot of things and either exit and start something else it's sort of like what we tell our clients, Mark. Oftentimes, you know, someone's retired or getting close to retirement and we're helping them with a monthly budget. And really what we finally figure out and drill down to is they're helping their family or they're doing certain things and they're spending money that is really detrimental to them being able to retire. And we tell them, hey, listen, first put your own oxygen mask on first before you start helping others. And business owners are no different. They have to at some point begin to think about themselves. And oftentimes, whenever you first start a business, it takes you that 20 years, 25 years to get to the point where you can start saving for your own retirement. So I would encourage you, if you are a business owner and you are listening, you know, consider, is now the time to put your own oxygen mask on before you start helping others.
412-515-3355. Again, to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. No cost to you. Totally complimentary. 412-515-3355. Ethan, you know, when you sit down with people, some are so excited to go into retirement, they can't wait. They've got great plans. They're excited. The plan looks like it's all going to work. They're going to be fine. They can do what they want. And then there are others that are like, oh, I don't know. I've worked at this place for 20, 30 years, and I'm really comfortable. I really like my job. I don't know if I really want to retire. Small business owners, they've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their business. That's a much harder transition, I would think, to retirement for a small business owner to just walk away. And probably most of them don't really just walk away. They still hang around, would be my guess. How do you see that?
Yeah, we definitely see maybe one or the other. Some people, it's been years and years of hard work, and they're ready to retire, and they found the right buyer, the right person, the right team to transition the business to, and they're ready emotionally. But I'd say more often than not, if it's a small business owner, no, it's almost kind of like their baby. You know, they raised it from the very beginning. They've built it into how they want it run. Finally, that has the staff needed to run it properly and to continue to grow. And it is tough emotionally to say, hey, this is how I've spent so many hours of my life, and now I'm going to transition into really more freedom, more free time. And they want to hang around the business. They want to make sure that the transition period is being run accordingly. And I don't blame them. You really should be. You need to make sure that business carries on, especially if you're dealing with clientele, right? Your clients are used to how you've treated them for years and years and how the business has treated them. Once you're retired, you want to make sure that the team in charge is handling them the same way you would have. So we do see a lot of business owners still kind of hanging in there for a year or two after retirement just to make sure things are being run properly before they feel most comfortable to let go and really fully enjoy their retirement.
Kurt, 30 years, Accurate Solutions Group, been in business. How are you going to be mentally and walking away, or will you ever? You will, I think. You will. You like taking vacation and stuff. Yeah.
You know, the hardest thing about that is not going to be giving up running the business and taking care of the day-to-day and that sort of thing. I think the hardest thing is going to be giving up the relationships. Because here at Accurate Solutions Group, our clients, a lot of our clients are our friends now. You know, they've been with us long enough. We have that common bond, and they're friends. And even if, you know, it's just reviews on an annual basis and client events, appreciation events, and ambassador events that we do, the relationship side is going to be the hardest thing to give up. The day-to-day running of the office, that's not going to be, I would have given that up 5 years ago. So, but the relationships are going to be tough.
You know, Kurt, you think about it. We talked about this a lot, is that really it's only like 25 to 30% of Americans actually have a written financial plan. The retirement blueprint that you create for your clients is a written plan. It's not written in stone because things will change, but that's a key. And it's also a key for starting a small business. You got to have a written, you got to have a blueprint basically to go about figuring out what you're going to do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that blueprint, Mark, that financial plan, it's going to help determine, hey, have you saved enough or maybe now's not the right time to retire. You have to know, though, and having a plan in place will do that. It's going to keep you on track with your long-term savings goal. And then you won't have to be one of the people worried about, hey, how long is my money going to last or even whether I can retire at all. That's our process here at Accurate Solutions Group, and it's called Your Retirement Blueprint. And in essence, what that'll do is give you the confidence that you can continue to live your current standard of living in retirement. It's complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. But you have to take that first step calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80, 85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodick and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott, 412-515-3355. If you have questions, I think I've got enough. I hope I've got enough. I wonder if we're going to be okay if we retire. 412-515-3355, totally complimentary, no cost to you whatsoever. Maybe you'll become a client at Accurate Solutions Group, maybe you won't. But I think the one thing you will certainly find out if you have a conversation is you'll have more clarity into your retirement picture. That is priceless, as the old MasterCard commercial used to say. 412-515-3355. We're talking about some of the unique challenges that small business owners face, especially when they get closer to retirement. If you're your own boss, things look a little different, I think, if you're working for somebody else. And so you don't really just get to pick a retirement date and just walk away. So exit strategy, Kurt, that's a challenge. I know you probably thought something about that. I don't know if your grandson Lincoln's ready to buy you out and take it over or Ethan's going to do it, but exit strategy is a different ball game when you know, for Ethan, if he was just working for you, which is not just working for you, he loves working for you, but it would be easier for Ethan to retire as an employee of a business than you to retire as it's your business. So exit strategy, how complicated and I guess how do you figure it all out?
can be difficult. And when you hear that word exit, exit strategy, we think of that as the way to end the business. But you should probably think of it as a plan that's going to move the business forward long term and allow for that smooth transition. So, all exit plans are going to be different, Mark, depending on the size and the type of the business. But the end goal is to help create a foundation for future goals and a new direction of that company. And not only the company, but the person exiting that company. You're going to need to decide what's going to be done with the business when you call it quits, and whether it's close and liquidate, sell to a new owner, or sell internally to the existing employees if you have a key employee willing and capable of taking that opportunity. And it's best to think through these things well ahead of time. I would say 3 to 5 years ahead of time, because the process is, it's a negotiation, but it's also looking for the right person.
So your daughter, Amanda, not ready to take it over?
No, not right. And Lincoln, as of right
now. How old is Lincoln now?
He's going to be 12 this year.
Almost a teenager.
A 12-year-old changes their occupation, their future goals every day. So no, I don't think it's going to be a family situation. Amanda, her heart's in higher education. So I don't think there's an interest there. And sometimes that's better off not to transition to a family quite honestly.
Yeah, maybe a little easier. So Ethan, one of the challenges certainly is that, okay, and here's one challenge that certainly even regular workers have to deal with. And that would be a health challenge. If you're a small business owner and you're going, I'm going to go another 10 years. I think my business is worth X amount of money. And now all of a sudden we have a health challenge and we really can't run the business anymore. There's so many complications in that area. You have to have an exit strategy in mind probably, but you talk about retirees. Oh, you got laid off. I think you're going to be okay. Now you need to find another job. Health kind of throws a whole wrinkle into that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that would be more of like a business continuation plan. If your goal was to run the business for another 5 to 10 years, you also have to be prepared if you can't, right? If you were planning to, but health takes a turn or an accident or something like that turns your goals into a different reality. Maybe that's with having a disability insurance policy on yourself, or maybe it's having a key man insurance policy on one of your critical employees. If something were to happen to one of your employees that you didn't anticipate health-wise, you need to make sure that the business is able to run in the same fashion as before. So not only are we talking about an exit strategy for when you're ready to retire and keep the business running, but also a continuation strategy for the what ifs of your plan didn't go according to plan because of a health or a situation.
And everything you're mentioning, Ethan, it does definitely pertain to small business owners, but to the consumer as well. We've got to plan for those contingencies. We got to plan for those emergencies, those unforeseen things taking place. And like I had mentioned before, through your retirement blueprint, we plan for the worst and hope for the best. 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. Whether you're a small business owner, whether you're just a consumer and you have a job, a W-2 employee of someone, and you're considering transitioning into retirement, we are more than happy to walk you through that process, whether it's here in the office in Butler Township, whether it's a virtual meeting or just a phone call. 412-515-3355. We're happy to have that conversation with you.
And Kurt, I'm sure a lot of small business owners you work with, that one thing they think about, Kurt, I didn't really save because I was putting money back into the business, but when I sell the business, there's my retirement. Now, can you help people? You're not going to do it yourself probably, but the appraisal value of that company, that business, can you help people figure out how to figure out what it's worth, not what they think it's worth, but it's actually worth?
Yeah. And we have a team, and we take a team approach here. So, Ethan and I are smart enough to know what we don't know, in essence. And so we have experts and team members. And so we've had, individuals who can do valuations for your company. We have some relationships with a couple of different law firms and CPA firms, and they're familiar with that particular industry and how a business is valued within that industry. Cause Mark, it can differ from industry to industry. A great example is, a dentistry practice. Typically, there's not a lot of value to a dentistry practice because whenever that dentist transitions, that's a personal relationship you have. And so those patients, in essence, they almost have to interview that new dentist to determine if they're going to continue going there. So that's valued differently than, let's say, a CPA firm or a financial planning firm. So that was a long way to answer your question. But yes, we can help in that area.
So Ethan, I think it'd be like just somebody that's not a small business owner, they've got their own job, is that maybe they're feel like they're a little behind. And ooh, you know what, Ethan, we're going to sell our home. That's going to be a big chunk that we're going to be able to have for retirement. That's always a challenge too, I would think, because it's not something you're going to get cash out of immediately. It takes time to sell it and get the right amount of money and all that. But the housing market is kind of crazy right now too. So maybe it's worth more. I don't know. How do you help the regular people that can't sell a business to actually supplement their income for retirement?
So we don't typically want to be reliant upon having to sell your house to be financially stable through retirement, because you're going to have to live somewhere after you sell it. And we're having conversations, especially in the Butler, Pittsburgh area with our clients, where they're considering downsizing. But in order to downsize into a condo, these condos today might cost just as much or maybe even a little bit more than the value of your house. So they're wanting to, or they were planning on selling the house that they lived in for years, making a profit, getting something smaller, having the leftover money to be able to invest. And they're ending up downsizing and either having to take out maybe a small mortgage or just breaking even, getting into a place that they find comfortable that's smaller. And they don't have that nest egg that they thought they might to reinvest into the market and to have a cash flow stream. So I don't feel as comfortable moving forward having that be your primary source of retirement funds.
Yeah, I can tell you story after story after story. That's not an exaggeration of just that thing taking place. And not only sometimes does that new patio home cost more than what you get from the proceeds from the sale of the home, but then you don't want to take old furniture into the new house. And so what you're not factoring in is the furnishings and, you know, even the window hangings and everything that takes place. So really factor in, does that make a lot of sense?
So maybe it's just buy an old RV. Retire into the RV. Be able to hook it up so you can take a shower, cook, and you call it good. There's so many, I think, challenges to the small business owner world, and the exit strategy is a huge thing. Kurt and the team certainly are here to help you. But at the end of the day, retirement for any of your clients, Kurt, at Accurate Solutions Group, probably isn't a lot different. There's different challenges owning a business versus not, but it's still the same question. You either have enough or you don't have enough, and then if you don't have enough, how do we help?
Yeah. I mean, and again, you know, I don't want to say, you know, the same thing over and over again, but it's all about having a plan. You have to have a plan in place. And Mark, so many people we see who come in as a referral from an existing client or maybe come to one of our educational workshops, which was last held in Cranberry, or some of our dinner workshops, they don't have an actual plan. They might have an investment strategy. They might have a statement. They might have a spreadsheet, but they don't have a true plan in place.
And Kurt, in order to have a plan, you have to save. Saving is a good start. It's a really good start for getting ready for the next chapter of life. But you need to do more than just save. You need an income strategy after you stop earning a regular paycheck. If you're listening to us right now and you don't have an income strategy, I invite you to call our office so that we can help you, number one, create a budget to help you figure out how much you'll need for the retirement you've been dreaming about. We'll help you uncover some of the main risks that are posing a threat to your retirement, including inflation, stock market volatility, potential tax increases, and the skyrocketing healthcare costs. We'll also help you learn about options for generating income throughout your retirement and learn ways to help keep your standard of living in retirement even as costs continue to increase. Remember, this is complimentary. There's no cost. There's no obligation. This is for listeners of today's show who have saved for their retirement. Call 412-515-3355 and ask for your retirement income analysis. The things we'll talk about, the strategies that we use, are designed to help make sure your money won't run out no matter how long you live throughout your retirement. We aren't doing this to make you rich. We want to help make sure you don't end up outliving your retirement savings. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
Final segment of Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan, right after this. Stay with us.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes? Or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konotick and Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. You can always learn more on their website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. Find out about upcoming events and the like. Find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. Where exactly is the office? All that kind of stuff. It's an old bank, by the way, but it's an awesome place. You got a vault right behind the reception desk. It's a cool place, but it's really, they're here to help you figure out where you are on that road to retirement. Well, one of those things that they have done for you is created a website just for you, accurateradio.com, accurateradio.com. And there's just some information on there. There's a checklist challenge. There's will a recession rob your retirement? 10 tips to help empower women investors. Will your money last as long as you do? Are you paying too much in taxes in retirement? An estate planning guide, Social Security information, the three pillars of retirement success, retiring in uncertain times. All of that information is on that website, accurateradio.com, and it's all there for you. You take, grab whatever you want. You want all? Take it. It's really just there for your information to help you have a better understanding of some of the challenges of retirement and the great things of retirement. But again, that's accurateradio.com. All right, Kurt, Ethan, we're going to talk about some of the topics that we really don't want to bring up at the Thanksgiving table, but they're topics that you guys really have to talk to your clients about because they're really important. And that first kind of taboo topic would be death. I mean, death and dying is not a thing that we always like to think about. In theory, they say it's one of the certain things that will happen to all of us. I don't know. It's not proven. We're all here. Maybe we're going to keep going. I don't know. But the death is one of those things that you have to, Ethan, when you're putting together the retirement blueprint for your clients, you probably do have to discuss what if a spouse passes before the other and make sure the other one, the surviving spouse, is going to be okay, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's a harder conversation to have. There's been some tears in these meetings where we're going over looking at down the road if one of you passes away, or even sooner than later if they're concerned about that too. We've met with couples coming in, and the reason that brought them to us is because one of them in the relationship is having a major health issue and they want to make sure that they're okay if something happens. We have scenarios in the retirement blueprint that look at either one of the spouse passing away. How does the surviving spouse left when you lose one of the Social Securities? Remember how Social Security works. You're going to lose the lower of the two benefits, keep the higher of the two, and then also helps us make decisions or help our clients make decisions on how to claim Social Security and how to claim their pension, right? So if you're married and you're considering taking Social Security at 62, we might want to look at the survivor page on the retirement blueprint to see, are you better off trying to defer Social Security a little bit, get more out of your benefit? Because when one of you passes away, if that's the higher of the two, let's try to maximize that. Or what about a pension? If you have a defined benefit pension and you're making a decision on how to claim that, you can take a higher payment, but it might only continue for your lifetime. Or if you're married, you can take a reduced payment that'll keep going on if you pass away first. We want to use that survivor page to look at one of the spouses passing away. That really helps us make that decision and see if that surviving spouse is going to be prepared. You know, if you're married and you haven't thought about that, you haven't looked at that in your financial plan, we're happy to sit down with you. Our number is 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
And a really cool thing that Kurt and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group have really given you the opportunity. Obviously, if you want to talk to them, just do what Ethan said. Call them, 412-515-3355. But if you'd like to just learn more about retirement, they have started this opportunity for you to go to, all you have to do is text the word KIT to that same number Ethan gave you, 412-515-3355. Just text KIT, KIT, and it's got six, seven things you can do there, including a retirement income planning booklet. Will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security checklist and decisions, checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? Or if you just want to sit down with a team, so there's like seven things there. All you have to do is text the word KIT to 412-515-3355 and just download whatever you would like. You want to learn more about it? Download it. There you go. Pretty simple. Just text KIT to 412-515-3355. You know, next on our taboo list of topics that we don't want to really bring up at the Thanksgiving table would be mental health. And mental health has got a lot of publicity, and people, more and more people are talking about mental health than ever before. And I think you certainly, Alzheimer's, dementia are factors in mental health, Kurt, that you certainly, you sadly, you will run into that occasionally with your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. But mental health also, the way I look at it too, is you have people that retire, that retiring from their job, but they have nothing to retire to, and they're kind of lost. So I think that kind of falls into mental health. How do you see mental health?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big deal. I mean, we could spend an entire show on that, because we can show someone, Mark, from an X and O perspective, the X's and O's, and, you know, that they're fine as far as income goes. But you're right. I mean, when you're working, you have 2,000 hours, 2,100 hours a year that you're actually working. And when you retire, you've got to replace that with something. And there's so many different things you really need to take into consideration. If you are a married couple, and I've had this come up two or three times, it's interesting because you got to figure out your own purpose before you figure out your purpose with your spouse in retirement. One client said, hey, you know, sometimes I want to do nothing and my spouse is working and I feel guilty because they're working and I'm just relaxing and vice versa. And so you got to figure all these different adjustments out. And it is a big deal. And, you know, so, and we have a process, Mark, we call it dream casting, where it's an exercise. We walk prospects, clients through that exercise, and it really helps them define what is my purpose, what is my vision. If you're listening today, if you never thought that through, what am I going to do with those 2,000, 2,100 hours? You can either text or call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to have that conversation. We're happy to have you here in the office. We are conveniently located between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But we'd love to have that conversation with you and help walk you through what is your vision, what is your purpose. 412-515-3355.
All right, number three on our list of taboo topics, Ethan, is for you. Now, we know you and Allie are never going to do this because it'd just be too complicated. Allie would try to take all your money. Wait, you might try to take all her money. That wouldn't be good. But it's divorce. And here's a crazy stat. Over the past 30 years, the divorce rate after age 50 has doubled in the United States. They call it the gray divorce or some silver divorce. Do you run into that? I mean, how do you, because if somebody's divorced, boy, they've had some issues. You there's a lot going on there, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we've run into that where clients who've come to us as a married couple end up splitting and we have to help them through that period of time. It's not overly frequent that we run into that, but we certainly meet with folks that come in to see us for the first time that are recently divorced or going through the process of getting a divorce. You know, those things happen. And just like you read, the stats show that they're increasing. You have to make sure that you have a financial plan in place. Not necessarily you don't want to plan for what if you get divorced, but if you're going through that and now you're recently divorced, it brings about challenges where you're losing a source of income. Right? You're losing a portion of the investments that you were counting on throughout your retirement. And a blueprint and a plan can make sure that we can bridge that gap for you. If you were used to enough income coming in from your spouse's Social Security and yours and a pension, and now that's totally changed, we'll have to help you bridge that gap between what you have saved and what you're going to need coming in. Your blueprint is now your very own and not one that you're sharing with your spouse. So there's lots of changes that can come into play if you're going through a divorce or you're recently divorced. And we've been through that. We've helped people through it. We can help you too. Our number is 412-515-3355.
Kurt, here's an interesting one, I think, and it's relationships. And it's kind of the what you were just talking about, where the wife is at home relaxing, husband's off working because he's not retired yet, and they feel a little guilty for that. Then all of a sudden they're both there because they're typically we both work. They come home at night, have dinner together, watch TV, whatever it is, spend our time together. But when you're retired, it's 24/7. So there's a challenge there. So you've got to kind of, I don't know, I guess maybe set some boundaries or something. But then there's a lot of times that your kids will take advantage of saying, oh, we got grandparents daycare ready to go. I mean, Kurt, you and Chris, you got grandkids. I mean, that could happen, I suppose. And we all want to be around our grandkids, I would think. But at the end of the day, we got plans for our retirement. It's not to be the daycare all the time. I mean, talk about those boundaries we kind of need to set up.
You do have to set up boundaries. And I think back on my mom and how she did it, because my brother, who has passed away, but he was the oldest. And I was the middle child, but I was 15 months away from my brother. And then my sister was like 18 months away from me. So within a span of like 4.5 years, my mom had all three of us. And I do recall back in the day, Mark, where she would literally lock herself and turn the light off, lock herself in the bathroom and just be quiet just to get away from us for 10 minutes because we were just driving her crazy. But yeah, you have to have boundaries because, you know, Chris and I are going to want to do things. And we love our grandkids, Lincoln and Emmy and Caroline, and we see them quite frequently. But there has to be some boundaries set up because retirement is living out a purpose and a vision. And a lot of that is family and a lot of it is tradition, like we have talked about. There's nothing wrong with having set boundaries.
Yeah, I'm thinking of my in-laws too. Allie's sister and brother-in-law and their boys moved into the old farmhouse out in Ohio, which happens to be very close to three or four other family members. And because it's the old family farmhouse, people are coming in and out without notice, just, hey, what's going on in this house, basically. And you have to set boundaries. And the same's true in retirement. And Kurt, we meet with a lot of people that are retiring at different times, and maybe the one spouse has been retired for a year and they have their routines and they're like, oh no, I'm nervous that now that my spouse is retiring, it's going to mess up my routine. And there has to be some boundaries set and just saying, here's what I've been used to and here's how we're going to work retirement out together.
And the final taboo topic, we got a couple minutes left to wrap up today's show. Thanks for being with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. And the final taboo topic, Ethan, no surprise, is money.
Money is, we talked about divorce earlier, it's one of the main causes of separation and divorce and frustration in a couple. But that's the whole point of our show. We're talking about money and what people have done to save and how they can spend their money appropriately through retirement.
And money, Mark, you know, we talk about this and I talk about this with clients constantly. Money's a tool. So it shouldn't be the driving, motivating factor. I don't see it as much as we used to, but everyone would come in and say, hey, my goal is to save $1 million before retirement. Well, that number, $1 million, isn't as much as it used to be anymore, but that shouldn't be your goal. Income gives you that independence and that freedom in retirement. It's the income. And sometimes we need a larger bucket of money to generate that income, sometimes a smaller. But money is a tool simply to provide you the independence and the freedom you need to live out your purpose and your vision and your dreams in retirement. So if you're listening today and you're unsure, have I accumulated enough? Am I going to run out? Are we going to be okay? That's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group through a process called Your Retirement Blueprint. We are happy to walk you through the five key areas, which is income, investment planning, making sure the income's coming in as tax efficiently as possible, healthcare and legacy planning. You have to take that first step if you're listening. And that's either texting or calling us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in.
we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.